Yo, what's up, New Braunfels? It's Rodney with the NB Journal, and this is the New Braunfels Podcast. All right, I've got a special guest today. We've got Christy Stransky. She's the owner of Gypsy Waltz Yoga. Thanks for joining us, Christy.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. Christy and I are going to talk about three things today. Number one, we're going to talk about your yoga studio.
Yes.
We're also going to talk about how her faith ties into her yoga practice. And the third thing we're going to talk about is a little festival coming up at the end of the month that you might have heard of.
You may or may not have.
We're going to talk a little bit about Worst Fest. So let's get started. Christy, why don't you start off by just telling us a little bit about yourself and giving us the origin story of Gypsy Waltz.
So fun, yes. Well, Christy Stransky, I am originally from the Houston area, have traveled quite a bit, lived in different places around Texas. Hence the name Gypsy. Okay. And how it originated. I was living up in Fort Worth, and I had a good friend, Kayo, phenomenal human being, a great soul. She's originally from Kerrville, and she was living in Dallas at the time. I was living in Fort Worth. Craziness, but I needed her to watch my dogs. I was flying out. I needed to be in Ellensburg, Washington. And I needed her to watch my dogs. She knows how I am. And so she was like, yeah, sure, I can watch your dogs. Go ahead, bring them over. And yeah, you can fly out in the morning. So once I got to her house, she was like, hey, here's the little kicker. I'll watch your dogs, but only if you go to hot yoga with me in the morning before you fly out. I was like, whoa, you know, no, I'm good.
She blackmailed you.
Yeah, yeah, she knew exactly I was not going to go to something like that. I do not get out of my comfort zone.
Okay.
And, but I ended up going, I needed her to watch my dogs. I didn't have anybody else to do that. So I ended up going with her. It was Gaia Flow was the name of the studio in Uptown Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And fell in love with it. I remember I see my memories every year on Facebook, and it's like, hey, gonna go try this thing called yoga, fixing to embarrass myself. But once I left there, I remember getting on the plane, headed to Ellensburg, and looking up hot yoga studios in Fort Worth. I absolutely loved what it did that day on the mat. With me, my confidence, who I was in that moment, I felt like I had a conversation that day with God that I'd never had before. It was absolutely amazing. So that's initially how everything got started.
So fast forward then from that point, that's how you got into yoga. What was the process? What was the journey of opening up your own studio? What was that like?
Well, I was practicing in Fort Worth, absolutely loved it. Place called Summit off of Camp Bowie. And as I was going through, that was a difficult time in my life where some stuff kind of was happening. I was in a really bad relationship, or a relationship, I wouldn't say bad. I was in a relationship that I had completely lost myself. And through the process, it ended up resulting in the last stage was me and him were in a tragedy. We were in a plane crash together. And so when that happened, that completely just kind of threw me for a loop, obviously. I needed to heal physically, but what I didn't realize is my mental side was just not there. So as I was healing, I continued to go to yoga and got really involved in my practice, and ended up starting to make a plan to, hey, this is what it's done to me. It's completely changed my life. I knew where I wanted to be, and so when I ended up transferring, my main career is in dental, and ended up getting an opportunity to move back down here, ended the relationship, ended my engagement, moved down here, and there just wasn't a spot where I felt the same way I felt in that Fort Worth studio. Every single time I walked in, everybody was so welcoming, friendly, it was safe. I remember for 60 minutes, for a little time in there when I had ended everything, I was living in hotel rooms for about 4 or 5 months, and that was 60 minutes where I felt completely safe. People, they were so welcoming, and I didn't have to worry about anything else, what was going on, what I knew was going to, you know, finding a hotel room for that night. I knew that everything was going to be okay, and I knew, again, having that conversation with God and having to develop my own relationship with him. I knew I wanted to bring that to the community once I moved down here and realized that there was nothing like that in the area.
Wow, that's crazy. I know we talked a little bit off camera and you told me a little bit about your story. It's not every day that you meet a plane crash survivor. So not, you know, that's a pretty interesting story. When you were going through that, it sounds like yoga and of course your spirituality and your faith is, I know you said that yoga kind of gave you this inner strength and it kind of helped you build a better relationship with God. Did that impact your ability to kind of step away and get out on your own and kind of come into a different place where it's, you know, where you're coming out of that relationship?
Absolutely. Again, it was the first time, so kind of backtrack. I was living here, living in Bernie, ended up leaving my career, leaving my family, friends for that relationship. And so in that process, 3, 4, 5 years, I completely lost myself. He was an amazing individual, loved him very much, but I completely lost who I was inside. And at the moment when everything was happening, you know, I was at the, I guess that time in my life, I felt like I had everything, you know, pretty much where it needed to be. Little did I know, I had nothing in line, and I was creating this, you know, I think it was this bubble that, you know, when I was around people, letting them think I was okay versus truly uncovering who I was. And through yoga, I was able to just be curious about who I was, find in each class the present moment that allowed me to kind of reconnect to who I needed to be.
That's amazing. That's really cool. And the reason I wanted to dig deep there a little bit, and thanks for sharing, is because I think there's a lot of people that are going to be watching this that maybe can relate to that and have been in their own situation like that. And, you know, it's just nice to hear somebody's story about how they were able to kind of come out of that. And if it's yoga or if it's meditation or if it's your faith or whatever it is, I just think it's really neat to learn about how people found that.
And I think also, and I think we were talking about it earlier, that I mean, we're humans. Like, I made a lot of mistakes, and I'm not here to cover any of those up. And I think that's what's so important, and I think we were talking off the record that, I mean, I've had a couple friends here recently that have, you know, taken their own life. And I feel like yoga allows you to be your, you know, be raw, be your true, authentic self. Find what you need. You have the people in there all wanting the same. You're supporting one another. And so that you're not worried about, oh, if I, you know, make this post, or if I, you know, if I'm this way, then people will like me or accept me. No, just be yourself. Like, the right people, you'll attract who you truly are. And that's all that matters.
That's awesome. Yeah, and I think for a lot of people that becomes difficult there for them to be authentic or for them to be themselves, and maybe like, whether it's a defense mechanism or if they have a wall built up, I think it's really great. And it's great to know that there's people like you in this community, and there's always, you know, there's places for people to go and find that tribe that can kind of maybe help them take those walls down and feel welcome. And I think that's really important. So that's awesome that you're able to do that here.
Absolutely. And again, like, we're all in this together. You know, it's 60 minutes that you can focus on yourself. You don't have to focus on, you know, your husband or your kids or your career. You don't have to live that life that they want you to. You get to spend 60 minutes just being yourself. And through each 60-minute interval, you actually learn more about yourself in the process. It's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Now let's talk about something else that I think is pretty cool. It's at least very unique in my experiences with yoga. You told me that Gypsy Waltz is a Christian-based yoga practice, yoga studio. And I think often, you know, when you mentioned that to me, I kind of was like, oh, that's interesting. That's not, you know, it's not typically the first thing that comes to mind when you think about yoga. So tell me a little bit about that. You know, how do people react when they find out? Or, you know, maybe you can even start with just kind of explaining what that means.
What that means. Yep. So yoga, you know, Sanskrit word, yuja, right? So what does that mean? It means joining, union, yoke. So let's go even to that. Union of what? Mind, body, breath. So Trinity. Okay. Holy Trinity. So the correlation with that, the 8 limbs of yoga, yamas, niyamas, self-discipline, ethics, that all goes back to foundation, structure, And there's a ton of correlations in the Bible with yoga. For me, it goes back to that moment when I was in Fort Worth and I was on my mat. It all went back to my structure. I was from a small town. I was raised in a church. My foundation has always been that. And then structure, and even going through yoga, the principles, philosophies, you know, modern yoga now is more about like stress reduction, mindfulness, but you put everything together and there's a ton of correlations between yoga and Christianity. Some people, good, bad, you know, I had a good friend, I think we were talking about that when I first told her, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna open a yoga studio. And she's like, you know, how would you do that? Or why would you do that? You were raised in a church. And I feel like there's a lot that just made my eyes open to, there's a lot of, you know, educating people on what that truly means. You know, it, you take what you need, you leave what you don't in your practice, you know, if forward fold, you're not bowing down to any gods. Of course, when I go from my hands up to, I put my hands in prayer, me personally, yeah, sometimes I'm just trying to get down on the mat because I'm tired, but sometimes I am. I'm thanking the Lord for what is, you know, in front of me, allowing myself to have another day. For me, you, again, you take what you need and you use the poses and you allow them to, you know, bring out what you need.
That's awesome. So if, I want to give you the opportunity also to kind of talk a little bit more about your studio and what that has to offer. If there's anything else that you want to talk about in relation to the faith aspect of it or just yoga in general, feel free. Otherwise, I got a couple other questions.
Okay, cool. Faith in general, we do have Soul with Gypsy that is on Sundays at 5:30. I personally teach that. That is scripture and yoga. And so what that is, again, it goes back to my foundation. And we're not saying that you have to be religious, you have to believe in God, you have to be, you know every Bible verse. You could be curious about maybe a relationship with God. You could have no religion whatsoever, or no faith. We have classes for everyone. We have hip-hop classes. We have booty classes where you shake your booty. But we also, we do, I stand behind my my foundation and my mission, and that is being a Christian-based studio where we offer that in class with the Soul with Gypsy.
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit about the studio. We went in a while ago, and you showed me you're going to be expanding.
Yes.
That's really cool. You said you're going to be adding a shower to the men's locker room or men's shower area, so that obviously means that men can come to the studios, not just women, even though I think a lot of men get hesitate whenever they think about going to a yoga class. Get out there, guys.
Yes.
And you'll even have a shower at the studio, and then you also had some bikes and some new rowing machines. Talk to me about all those things.
Yeah, so we are the only hot row, hot cycle, hot yoga studio in Texas, one of the few in the United States. And what we're doing, it's infrared heat. So difference from that versus your central heat, we crank it up. You know, some classes it's 90 to 105. but the infrared heat, it actually, if you know anything about infrared heat, there are a ton of health benefits. So lowering blood pressure, skin complexion, but it heats an object in the room versus heating the room around you and then you. So it heats all of your body, or it heats the object in the room. So there, all of the health benefits are on our website also.
Okay.
But hot row, hot cycle, hot rowing is 30 minutes. Hot cycle classes are 45 minutes. We also have combination classes where it's row and flow, so rowing and yoga. We have spin and yin, so spinning or cycling and yoga.
Okay.
Showers, so we'll have one in the men's, two in the women's.
Nice.
A lot of fun stuff.
Sounds good. And I know you also said you have yoga for kids. You have a tribe membership, so it's for the whole family as well.
We do. We do have the kids' classes. Those are non-heated because, you know, it is up to the parents. Parents' discretion if they want their children. We do have children that come in to the heated setting if their parents want them to, or will allow that. But then we also have the non-heated, so that they can just kind of explore their bodies, learn what, you know, who they are, what they're doing. I think that I've always said, if I knew about yoga and therapy as a child, I think I'd be a completely different person.
I can't argue with that.
I'm very active in both.
That's really cool. Well, is there anything else you want to talk about yoga related before we start talking about some other stuff?
Yoga, I mean, like you said also, we have a ton of men in the classes. And I know when we hear the word yoga, we think, oh, stretching, you have to be flexible. I'll tell you my mom, one story. She's 74. She lives with me now. She moved from the Houston area almost a year ago. And she recently, I say recently, 3-4 months ago, she had broken some ribs. And so she would just come to class and grab a bolster and go to sleep for an hour. So you can come. You do not have to be flexible. If you can get through 20% of the class, awesome. And then maybe the next class, try 25%. But it's not about flexibility. It's nice with infrared heat because you're elongating the muscles. It helps, obviously, with that. But if you want to come and just sit down on the mat or lie down on the mat and just truly connect with yourself for 60 minutes, we offer that as well.
Very cool. Well, all right, let's get to a different topic. Let's totally shift gears and let's talk about one of the iconic events in New Braunfels that happens every year at the end of October, beginning of November. This year it's happening, I think it starts on November the 1st.
Yay.
So by the time this podcast comes out, it's going to be about 2.5 weeks away. And we talked a little bit about it. Not sure what we decided on talking about, but you mentioned the outfits. So, you know, I know that, you know, looking through the Instagram photos, you're always going to be able to find people wearing wacky hats, wacky outfits, the lederhosen, the dirndls, etc. People dress up in all kinds of different outfits. First of all, got to rewind, because you're not originally from this area.
No.
You're from North Texas.
Houston.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
I lived everywhere. You can't keep up.
I get it. So you're from the Houston area. Mm-hmm. You're now in New Braunfels. How many times have you been to Worcester?
Oh, gosh. I mean, last year or... I go quite often. The first time I was introduced, I was in college at Texas State.
Okay.
And we went to college night. They said it was this, you know, fun event.
Yeah.
It's called college night. And I seriously did not want to leave. I wanted to go the very next night.
Yep.
But I just couldn't understand. I was like, this is... So you're telling me it's acceptable for men to look like Peter Pan and women to wear high socks like back in high school and drink a lot of beer.
It is. It's very acceptable. It's in fact encouraged.
Yes.
So you've been around the block. You've been to Worst Fest plenty of times. You're not new to the Worst Fest experience. So if you had to say, you know, what you look most forward to every year when it comes to Worst Fest, what do you think?
Pork chops on a stick.
That's
And also, I mean, I love, so my hometown, Meadville, outside of Houston, polka music, big at the KC Hall.
Yep.
And so I really enjoy the music and the food. And I like that. I know it's, I'm not normally, I'm a very private person, but I like the big crowds. And
yep.
Again, it goes back to community, everybody getting together, and you kind of have one common theme.
Yeah, exactly.
Dress crazy.
Eat and drink. So yeah.
What about you? What's your favorite?
It's funny you asked me because every time about this time of year, I'm always thinking about Worst Fest. And, you know, living in New Braunfels, we get the opportunity to go anytime we want. I like to go, especially during that first week, during the weekdays, you know, you get off work, you go to Worst Fest to have dinner or whatever, just walk around. And I actually look forward to the pork chop on a stick every year. It's my favorite thing.
It's,
I mean,
so
there's
good.
It's obviously a salute to sausage.
Yes.
There's all kinds of great sausage and bratwurst and things of that nature. But the pork chop on a stick to me is the best. It's one of the things I look forward to the most. And I guess I've probably been about maybe 8 or 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to make it every year in a row. There was a break where like 2 years where I didn't get to go. But another thing I like to do is collect pins for my hat.
Oh.
Put the pins in my hat to kind of remember every year that I've been. So I'm looking forward to getting another pin in my hat this year. And just kind of experience the whole festival. I like to volunteer at some of the booths.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys have never volunteered at any of the booths, it's a great time. Some of these organizations in New Braunfels, this is their primary fundraiser for the entire year. Some of the organizations, this is where they make all of their, you know, fundraising money for the entire year. So it's really great to volunteer, not just go out there and support the organizations by going to Worst Fest, but if you also have time, I highly recommend volunteering. You don't have to be a member of most of these organizations. I know I've volunteered for the Lions Club in the past, the JCs in the past, when I was a member, when I was not a member. So if you have any desire to do that, go check out any of the booths and find out if you can volunteer for those guys.
You so good on the spot?
Yeah, I mean they're almost always looking for people to help out. So you can definitely get in touch with those organizations and find out if they have any spots available. So what else? Anything else?
Horsefest, the carnival. Good stuff.
All right, so now I'm gonna throw some rapid fire questions at you just for fun.
Okay.
The New Braunfels Journal, we cover as much as we can in New Braunfels, some of the most popular stuff that's happening. We obviously do a lot of business announcements. We cover a lot of food and drink type stuff. And so one thing that I always like to find out from people is, if you had to pick your three favorite places to eat in New Braunfels, what would you say?
Three. Fry Height
Country Store.
My fave. Weesatch.
Okay.
100%.
All right.
And Willie's.
And Willie's. Wow.
I'm a huge fan of chicken tenders.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. I tell people that I have the palate of a 12-year-old.
Yes.
Because chicken tenders are like my favorite food. And I got to be honest with you, Willie's is right up there. It's the closest chicken tenders to my house, so I'm a frequent visitor. But let me piggyback on that. So if I had to pick the top three chicken tenders in New Braunfels, I'm gonna leave Willie's on the list just because it's a go-to for me. And my number two and my number three would be Raising Cane's, which is another fast food joint. That place is amazing. It's down right off of Walnut, kind of across the highway from Walmart. Definitely recommend that. And McAdoo's. The McAdoo's chicken strips, they're on the lunch menu. I don't know if they're on the dinner menu, but they're definitely on the lunch menu. Best chicken strips in New Braunfels by far. And actually, I'm going to throw in one other just because they are really delicious. I can't eat them very often because I feel like they're going to kill me. Chicken Express.
They have some great
chicken tenders as well.
Center Point. I don't think that's New Braunfels.
Center Point, yep, just up the road. That's technically considered San Marcos, but, you know, I'm not opposed to putting them out there.
We have, I have a friend that is, she moved here from Boston.
Okay.
And she did not understand why we eat gravy with chicken tenders.
Okay.
Yep, so we had to introduce her to that.
The answer is because it's delicious.
It's delicious. Honey mustard and gravy.
Yep, that's right. All right, well, let's see. I got one other question for you. Just in general, what are some of your favorite things to do in New Braunfels or favorite places to go out and have a good time?
I love Fry Height for everything.
Okay.
A good time. That's probably my number one hangout.
Cool.
It's close to my house also, so that's nice.
Yep.
Double Shots. I like Fry Height area.
Shout out to Double Shots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Favorite thing, I love Float in the River. I actually love it when all my people from my hometown come in asking me to float the river, so I usually jump on their little bandwagon each weekend.
Nice.
What else do I do? I love to work. I'm a workaholic. If I didn't have to sleep, I wouldn't. I enjoy working and everything I do in the dental business. And what else do I do?
Well, that's good. Those are the quintessential things in New Braunfels.
Yeah.
You got to float the river. You got to go have a good time. Live music, you know, good places to eat and drink. There's always good stuff happening. So that's all I got, Christy. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Really appreciate it. Everybody, make sure you go check out Gypsy Waltz. Sorry, our camera keeps dropping here. Ooh. Keep readjusting, but that's okay. Make sure you go check out Gypsy Waltz on social media. They're on Facebook and Instagram at Gypsy Waltz Yoga. You can also check them out at their website, gypsywaltzyoga.com. Any last tidbits, Christy? Anything else you want to say?
Join our tribe. Be a gypsy. It's a cool thing to do.
All right. Well, thanks.
What about our latest taglines is every pedal stroke, every beat drop, and every downward dog, we're in this together, and there's no other way we'd be do it without you.
Man, you got that memorized? That's a long tagline. Love it. That's really good. It's all encompassing.
Yep.
That's cool. All right. Well, thank you so much again for joining us. Thank you guys for watching. Appreciate it.
Thank
until
you.
We'll see you next time. Peace.
Bye.